Children. Busia County Director of Children's Services Esther Wazige has urged parents to ensure that their children have access to education. Speaking during the celebrations to mark the Day of the African Child at St. Catherine Special School in Batula Sub-County, Wazige noted that some parents hide children with physical challenges instead of taking them to school. "Let us allow all children of school-going age access to formal learning," she said, calling upon stakeholders to support children with financial challenges to continue with their learning. She at the same time challenged learners to take their studies seriously since their parents are sacrificing a lot to ensure that they are in school. "Children should also be free to share their challenges with their parents and other leaders so that they can be assisted," she said. The official thanked both the national and county governments for their unwavering support to bright but needy children. Batula Sub-County Deputy County Commissioner Pamela Otieno addressed participants during the celebrations to mark the Day of the African Child at St. Catherine Special School. "Through the presidential bursary, we have been able to assist bright and needy students who had been forced to drop out because of school fees challenges, and some of them have made it to the university," she said. Wazige further disclosed that a total of 9 bright but needy high school learners have been supported through the presidential bursary and they have posted very good results. "We also had one orphaned and physically challenged student who managed to score a mean grade of C, yet the community had given up on him," she said. The director at the same time said that the Anua Jamii cash transfer has created stability among the benefiting families, hence creating a conducive environment for learners to go to school. Busia Chief Magistrate Edna Nyaloti cited different cases of child abuse as a hindrance to access to education. Nyaloti added that collaboration with the Children's Department and other stakeholders, the court has been able to ensure that victims of defilement are taken back to school. "These children had come to court as victims of sexual abuse, and through a background check, the children's office found out these children came from very humble backgrounds and the parents could not afford their school fees," he said. The court is also working closely with other stakeholders to contribute funds for the vulnerable children to ensure that they are in school. She appealed to other non-state actors to join hands in supporting the vulnerable children and ensure that they are in school. The program manager of Terra Desda Homes, Dennis Ratemo, cited child labor as one of the factors affecting children's access and retention in learning institutions. "Recently, we carried research in Busia County and our findings revealed that 4 out of 10 children in schools undergo child labor and 6 out of 10 children out of school engage in child labor," he said. Ratemo added that some of the school-going children engage in sand harvesting every morning before going to school. "These children do not even concentrate while at school because they are already tired from the early morning work," he said, adding that these children are paid as little as ₦150 for filling a lorry of sand. He urged stakeholders to support children and ensure that all children are in school in accordance with the Constitution. A section of learners in Busia during a procession to mark the Day of the African Child at St. Catherine Special School in Batula Sub-County on Thursday, June 13, 2024. "Caregivers need to support their children to monitor and ensure that they are in school," he said, adding that there are cases of children who leave home for school but decide to engage in child labor along the way. The official attributed child labor to poverty, hence the need for economic empowerment to vulnerable households. Radhia Nyongeza, the Forum for African Women Educationists, FOR, Busia County representative, said that the organization has been supporting girls in Banyala Sub-County as a way of preventing teenage pregnancies through the Imarisha Msikana program. "We are also reaching out to the boy child to ensure that education is wholesome," she said, adding that they have plans to expand the program across the county. The program manager for Investing in Children and Society, ICS, Lavender Otieno, said that the organization is focusing on life skill training for the children in schools to ensure that they have the right skills to speak up and know their rights. "This year's theme is Education for All Children in Africa. The time is now."